Welcome to Reach Radio, the home of hard-hitting topics. I'm your host, Steve Bacor. So, buckle up, toss in those earbuds, and get ready for topics that matter. Okay, welcome once again to Reach Radio. I am your host, Steve Bacor, and here at Reach Radio, we always cover news, faith, and more. And this week's podcast is entitled Aliens Are Real, Bro, where we'll dive into the topic of extraterrestrial phenomenon. If you're new to Reach Radio, here is the breakdown. So at the very beginning, we cover news, we talk about what's hot, what's not, and then we take a little bit of a break. You can sit back, relax, have a sip of wine, have a sip of coffee, do what you have to do to prepare yourself for the second portion, and that's where we dive deep into the main topic of the week. In addition, next week's podcast, we're going to be talking about fornication, the other F word. This one's great for grandma. It's great for Uncle Jimmy. You know Uncle Jimmy. He's the weird, grossly overweight, and unmarried 56-year-old family member who falls asleep to Deadpool every night and relives his middle school football days at every single family function. That's Uncle Jimmy. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk some news here. The first thing I want to talk about is the popular show on MTV called Catfish, where they cover the truths and lies of online dating. Here's the scenario. You go online, you're trying to find the right person, and you come across Sarah. She's beautiful, you guys have a lot of common interests, and after a week or two of talking online, going back and forth, you decide to meet at the local pizza shop. And when Sarah comes walking in, she looks a little bit more like Brian than she does. I mean, she's a completely different person. If this has ever happened to you, you've been catfished. That's what the show is completely about, is being catfished. This actually happened to me once. A couple years ago, I was catfished by a completely different person. I don't want to talk about it. I'm still going to therapy over it. It's absolutely crazy. So the co-founder, Nev Schulman, hopefully I'm saying his name right, had allegations of sexual misconduct brought up against him by a young woman who appeared in season 4. She described an incident involving Nev where she claimed that he repeatedly questioned her sexuality and pushed her to sleep with him. However, the allegations were completely false. They had to do a full-blown investigation. I mean, stop in the show, do all the research, talk to a whole bunch of people, and then after they found out that nothing even happened, they re-kicked the show back on. Why are we talking about this? I want to know, here's the question, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been accused of something that did not take place, either sexually, non-sexually? If so, how did it affect your life? So here's the thing, I completely understand how he feels. I had a situation where I had a nut job bring false allegations against me one time, and I remember exactly how I felt. I felt dirty, I felt like I wanted to crawl into a hole. If you know me, then you know that I'm a loving person. I love people, I love to talk, probably way too much. I can't help it sometimes. But anyways, I love people. I love to help them. I want to see people succeed. And when somebody brought allegations like this against me, I could not believe it. The last thing I would ever do is make somebody feel uncomfortable. But here's the thing. The world is filled with a bunch of nut jobs. People will do anything to get out of a certain situation or make themselves look better. If somebody is pissed at you and they want to get back at you, people will lie. It's unbelievable that people can go to bed at night knowing that they made false allegations like this against someone. I don't know how people do it. I wouldn't be able to sleep. It would kill me inside to know that I affected somebody's career or livelihood and by making these false allegations. So it all boils down to this. People really know who you are. Your closest friends, people that work with you, they know your morals, ethics, and values. And one incident will not define you. I know it's going to be tough to go through, but I promise you that one incident will not define you. In addition, when you're doing online dating, make sure that Sarah is Sarah and Sarah's not really Brian. That you're not walking into the pizza shop and Sarah comes in with a full-blown beard and she's ready to have a nice conversation with you. We don't want that to happen. So here's what I do. I do a little bit of online stalking. Don't judge me because I know that you've done it. And secondhand, here's a great tip. I have somebody, a friend of mine, walk in there who knows what the person is supposed to look like. They do a little bit of recon. Then they send me a confirmation and say, yes, Sarah is Sarah. Sarah's not Brian. You're good to go. So the second topic that I want to talk about is that product Alexa. You know what I'm talking about. It's that little hockey puck thing that you can buy. And you could ask this thing questions. It could set your schedule for you. It can contact your boss, tell them you're not coming in on Saturday because you're sick. You know exactly what I'm talking about. This thing is creepy. So do me a favor. Go onto YouTube. Go on the internet right now and take a look at this. Actually, don't do that. You're listening to me. Give me about 30 minutes and then go onto YouTube, go on the internet and take a look. All you have to do is type in Alexa and creepy and you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, this thing's recorded conversations. It's talked about the FBI and CIA. It's unbelievable how creepy this thing was. Some of the stuff that it said at night kicked on. It started responding back to questions like it was having a conversation with somebody. It's unbelievable. Get these things out of your home. Are you nuts? I'm nuts. You have to be nuts. They have one of these crazy things inside your house. There was one situation where one couple was having a very private, intimate conversation. Alexa recorded it and then sent it to a colleague. The colleague called the guy and said, "Hey, turn off your Alexa. I'm hearing everything that you're saying." It's absolutely crazy. It's nuts. Here's the question. Is technology starting to get creepy? I mean, I was watching the show and the technology, the advancements that they're having is starting to get, it's starting to freak me out. I mean, any day here, I'm waiting to open up my door. It's going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger standing in there as Terminator and telling me, "Get into the chopper right now." I could just hear it. I can't sleep at night because I'm thinking about Terminator 3 and World War and the apocalypse being upon me with these things. And it's starting with the Alexa. Get these things out of your house. Are you crazy? I mean, you want to turn on the lights? Just walk in there and turn the lights on. You want to send an email to somebody? Go to the computer. Type an email. I mean, you want to call Ann Shirley? Pick up the phone. Give her a call. I mean, do we have to be that dependent on technology? It's unbelievable. I mean, before you know it, we're just going to sit in a chair and eat ding-dongs all day and watch Oprah. That's going to be our life and collect a paycheck from the government. Okay, so that's a story for another time. But anyhow, are you having nightmares of the apocalypse, the technological apocalypse coming to your front door? You open it up. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger standing right there with an M16 waiting to kill you because you're human. It's unbelievable. Are we getting to the point where technology is becoming too much? Anyhow, let's go ahead and take a break. Calm down. Everybody calm down. Take a Valium. Take a Xanax. Do what you have to do to relax for a hot second. Because when we come back, we're going to talk aliens. I mean, are they our friends? Do they want to kill us? Are they going to come down? Who knows? But we're going to talk about aliens in 10 to 15 seconds. Sit back, relax, and I'll be back. Okay, we are back. Hopefully you enjoyed your break. Now it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes of this week's segment, which is entitled, Aliens Are Real, Bro. We are going to talk about, do aliens exist? One of the reasons why I wanted to bring up this subject is I have a true passion for space and science and theoretical physics. It's something that's always intrigued me. I love talking about it. I can't get enough information on topics like these. Okay, so when I was a kid, I saw this movie called Fire in the Sky, and it literally scared the crap out of me. If you have not seen that movie, go out and rent the movie. Make sure that you have somebody else home. After I watched this movie when I was a little guy, I literally slept with the lights on and my BB gun fully loaded. I mean, right next to the bed. It scared the living crap out of me. Fire in the Sky. It's a great movie. It gets you thinking a little bit. In addition, the movie was based off of true events, and the main character was actually polygraphed on a couple occasions and passed with flying colors. So go ahead, give yourself a treat and watch that movie. In addition to the movie, there's a good book called Chariots of the Gods that is based off the theory that aliens came down and actually populated Earth with the human race. And where they come up with this connection is they take a look at ancient archaeological findings that suggest that the human race came from sky people or extraterrestrials. And it's a good book to read. It kind of gets the thoughts flowing. It makes you think a little bit outside of the box But overall, it's just a good read. I highly recommend that you pick that book up if this topic is something that you favor. So let's take a look at the probability. What's the chances that we are the only intelligent form of life within the entire universe? It's really small. It's very small. For example, there is 200 billion stars estimated within our own Milky Way galaxy. Here, right at home in the Milky Way, 200 billion, with a B, stars, just like our sun. Then if we stretch out a little bit, there are 100 billion galaxies, just like the Milky Way, within our universe. And there are theories and data that suggest there are parallel universes, multi-universes. It's unbelievable. It is truly mind-blowing if you sit down and think about how small and precious we are. Here's something to think about. If we are the only intelligent form of life within all of that, everything I just listed, how precious is every single life here on Earth? Overall, this subject is absolutely crazy. You can drive yourself nuts thinking about this, just trying to wrap your mind around how vast the universe is. I mean, at one point, I thought I was going nuts. I purchased myself off of Amazon for $120 a straitjacket. I almost put myself in one because it literally can drive you absolutely crazy. I have a close friend of mine that told me a story about his father, and his father was driving home one night really late, and he was parked at a red light, and he felt the presence of something, and he got out of his vehicle or looked out of his vehicle, and there was an aircraft hovering above him. And I asked him, I said, how big was this aircraft? Now, he said this thing was not small. He said it was absolutely huge, like the size of a football field, above him that he could take a look at. I would black out. I would just be out. I'd be out on the road, passed out. I'd wake up the next day wondering what the heck just happened because I could not handle something like that. I would go into cardiac arrest. However, the story overall I thought was unbelievable. The credibility of the individual and his father is something I can definitely vouch for. But here's the question. Have you ever seen anything that you can't explain? I only have one good situation that I can recall, and it wasn't have to deal with anything with aliens, but I was at a friend's house when I was a kid. I was a teenager. I was probably 13 to 14 years old, and we were all camping within the living room. We had our sleeping bags, our pillows, our gummy bears, all types of crazy stuff. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the lamp actually move about a foot and a half, and it scared the crap out of me. And for a hot second, I just froze, thinking, did I really see what I thought I saw? And everybody else in the room saw it too, and we all just stopped talking. And then somebody had enough you know what, to actually say, hey, did you guys see the lamp move? It was unbelievable. I mean, even today, I am scared of lamps. I don't like looking at them. I don't like the shape of them. I don't like shades. I don't like turning them on. I don't like plugging them into the wall. I just don't want to touch it. I mean, after you see one move about a foot and a half from you, I just don't want to partake in anything to do with the lamp. Okay, enough lamp talk here before I black out. So let's talk about the real question here, which is, what does the Bible say about this topic? Well, to be honest with you, I could not find a lot. I mean, the Bible really does not mention aliens. It doesn't even talk about the subject. It leaves it completely up to our imagination. However, it does talk about demonic spirits and the fallen angels, the Nephilim. So the additional question to that is, do you feel that aliens are truly demonic spirits? Are they these fallen angels that the Bible talks about? What's the possibility of that happening? I mean, I feel that they are demonic spirits. I'm not trying to take away from the theory of aliens. There is an overwhelmingly strong probability that aliens and other intelligent life does exist within the universe. However, I don't think that it's important enough for the Bible to cover the subject. That's the key. If it was important, the Bible would have covered it. But I do think there is a connection between alien existence and what we see and demonic presence and possibly these fallen angels. The other crazy thing that I like to think about is what would happen if tomorrow I woke up, I turned on Fox News, I turned on Channel 2, and all of a sudden they talk about, hey, aliens are here. We've got video of them. They're actually here on Earth. I mean, what would happen? What would happen to religion? I mean, we would be talking about complete chaos. There was something that I read that the Pope actually said he would baptize an alien if it was possible. I don't know if that's true. I'm just kind of throwing that out there. That's what I thought I read. The real big question is, what would happen to religion in itself? Would religion fall apart? Would you stop believing in what you currently believe because now there's a new theory out there that has been proven? Lastly, does our government know the truth? Are they hiding information from us? Do they really know what's out there? That's the question. And if they do know, will they ever release it? What would happen if they actually released it? If you turn down the radio and Trump gets on and says, hey, I've got some news. Aliens are real. They've been visiting our planet. We have technologies and information from them. How would that affect humanity? People would be going absolutely nuts. I do feel that the government knows things. I do believe that they have knowledge on these type of topics. I do believe that intelligent life does live outside of the earth. I just believe it's not important enough for the Bible to cover it because I do believe that we are living in end times. So it's not relevant at this point in time. But I do believe that other intelligent life does exist. And I do believe that the government is hiding the truth. I mean, there are so many channels dedicated to this type of topic on the internet. People have websites and done extensive research. I feel that at some point, the government will release information. And this might be part of the great deception that the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation and in Corinthians and in Daniel when they talk about end times prophecy. It might be the key factor to the great deception. Also, take a look at all the things that are happening within our sky, the change in weather. There's a theory that all the chemtrails in the sky are created by the government for a program called Bluebeam. If you're not familiar with that program, go ahead and do some research. Basically, what it is these chemtrails are filled with tiny microscopic pieces of dust or mirror that can portray a three-dimensional object up in the atmosphere. Once again, is this what the Bible's talking about when it speaks of great deception in the end times, at the time of the rapture and in regards to the apocalypse? Will the one world government utilize this type of technology to deceive and decept people in order to persuade them to buy into the Antichrist beast system at the very end times? It's truly an unbelievable topic to look at and to think about and to analyze. And if you haven't, give it some thought. Really dive deep into the subject and formulate your own opinion. Okay, so that wraps up the discussion for today. I'm already starting to get freaked out a little bit. I'm gonna have to sleep with the lights on and the BB gun right next to the bed. If you haven't seen that movie, Fire in the Sky, do yourself a favor and rent that bad boy tonight. I'm telling you, it will freak you out and it will get the thoughts running. Okay, so thank you again for listening. We greatly appreciate you chiming in every single week to Reach Radio. If you enjoyed this topic, please click the like button, the heart button, the subscribe button. Once again, there's so many platforms. You probably know what to do better than we do. And call your mom. Call your neighborhood ice cream man, Jerry. Let him know that you love Reach Radio. We need your help. Let's get the word out there together and stay tuned for upcoming info. Speaking of staying tuned, watch out for next Wednesday's episode entitled Fornication, the Other F Word. It's true. I'm going there. I'm going to be uncomfortable. You're probably going to be uncomfortable, but we need to talk about it. So let's do this. Once again, this is Reach Radio, the home of hard-hitting topics. Stay righteous, stay clean, and always, and I do mean always, keep it 100.